Jim Gustafson was a writer and a poet who died recently. He was also a friend of our commentator, Andre Codrescu, who has this recollection.
Jim Gustafson wrote this in his book of poetry, Virtue and Annihilation. Oh, the dances we have done, the Ballet Diabolique, the Wonderland One Step, the Dipsocalypso, everywhere we went, and we went everywhere, we danced. Danced until the cows came home and left, appalled. We danced to keep from dreaming, danced to keep from dying, but mostly we just danced. My friend Jim Gustafson had danced his last. Jim was a poet and a novelist, bon vivant, raconteur, and legend. He was also my walking pal in San Francisco many years ago. We walked up and down hills, full of youth, poetry, life, and a terrible, unfocused hunger for the world. We had no money at all, but we always contrived to find someone willing to buy us drinks. We were a spectacle, aerialists of the spirit. You had to be filled with wonder just to know how to watch us. The world was fresh then, all bud and sap. The sorrow and the dying that would soon overtake so many of our friends had not yet arrived. After San Francisco, Jim lived in Bolinas, Baltimore, and New York before returning to Detroit, his beloved and scary city about which he once wrote, "Detroit lies there like the head of a pig on a platter." He called Detroit Discount City in one of his novels and explained his return thus. He'd run out of faith, explanations, workable teeth, traveler's checks, cohesion, copulating partners, and locomotion simultaneously. Still, he found a core of adoring friends at the heart of Motor City, poets, artists, bartenders, and waitresses who indulged him, admired his wit, and took, sighing, his late-night calls to listen to his latest poem. Jim would have liked his wake. We told stories and read his new poems. We read his newest new poems, which are eerily knowing in describing both the manner and the timing of his death. But then, good poets always know. Cesar Vallejo, the Peruvian, knew that he would die on a rainy day in autumn in Paris. Jim Gustafson, the Detroiter, knew that his own brain would overtake him because it teemed with ideas and was never still. He even named the explosion in a poem, aneurysm, and he spelled it right. I'll go on telling Gustafson's stories for years. Wherever I go, there is usually someone who knew him, and that is enough to make us light up and remember. Why, there was that time when we walked into the coffee gallery in San Francisco's North Beach and signed up to read for the free wine. Trouble was, we had no poems with us, so before our turn came, we composed 10 and were the toast of the tavern. And then there was that time when...
Andre Codrescu is the editor of Exquisite Corpse, a journal of books and ideas.